Welcome back to Roundtable Talks. I'm Shelly.
I'm Nolan.
I'm Leo.
Gitz.
Alec.
And we're going to talk about how I almost fell for a gay cult.
Oh my
god. Keyword almost.
Keyword he did. He definitely did fall.
So who wants to give the context for what really happened? I mean, I kind of feel like either has to come from me or Leo, or has to come from Sheldon.
Not me. So. It was a terrible memory.
So I'll start it, and then Leo, you can just add on. So me, Leo, and one of our friends, Andy, decided to start texting Sheldon from like a random phone number generator. Mm-hmm. And you can go into more detail, like what exactly happened with that.
Basically, like it's an app. He just downloads it and it gives you a random phone number that you can call with or text with, mainly text with. And he used this to create fake numbers. And because he knew Sheldon's phone number, he would text Sheldon through this app with the random phone numbers. Loads and loads of, you said what? It would be like three or four times a week you would get text for like a couple
twice
months.
A day.
Twice a day.
About how
what?
Long? 3 months?
2 months? 3 months? Yeah. 3 months solid. And, you know, it wasn't regular stuff. It was like, yo, come back up to the swamp, i.e. UF. Bro, we're trying to get lit together again.
They're like, we remember you from the football game at the swamp.
Yeah,
which could
right.
have happened. Like, I could have met somebody I don't remember. But, like, they were like, come back. Like, we miss you. We miss you at the mosh pit. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah. So basically, this man goes up to UF every now and again to watch football games, and he goes like tailgating and like partying and shit. And our friend used that and said like he met a fraternity there that was like comprised completely of one female secretary and then a bunch of just gay men. these guys though, like half their fucking names. It was like Esteban.
Wait, I got
Cash, Nasty
names.
Nico.
You
have to
keep going.
Cash,
have the video.
Auto shop Ron, and just every name, like a lot of fucked up. There was like 15 to 20 people he created because he needed to keep making new numbers because Sheldon kept blocking them. But they would text him like, hey, big boy, come on. We want to meet you again. We had a fun time, all the boys in you. And he would block the number, and then another random number generated probably that minute said, yo, why did you block our boy Nico? We want to fucking meet you. This is Esteban. Come on. And this went on for, like we said, like 3 months.
So I got a text message. This is just one of the conversations. It goes, hey, bro. And I respond, who is this? And he goes, it's Gary D. I
oh
said,
my God.
Do I know you? And he goes, you know us, boy. And I go, this is one of like the last ones. I said, I'm not interested, Gary. And he says, we have cash to persuade you. And I was joking with him because I was on Xbox with these two motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were
also,
in on it.
Also, like half the time when he would get these texts, the three of or four of us would be playing Warzone over like Xbox Party. And he would be like, guys, you won't believe it. They texted me again. And obviously one of the boys in the party, Andy, was the one texting him in the middle of the fucking game.
Yeah. And so we were joking like how I would respond to this. And he goes, we have cash to persuade you. And I was like, 6 digits, question mark. And he goes, we can offer up to $100,000. And I said, who's we? And he goes, the group. You know us. Don't play dumb. And I go, remind me of their names. He goes, are you serious? Okay. Jay, Dean, Sean, Felice, Zeke, a.k.a. Dirty Boy.
Zeke, Dirty Boy Zeke.
Esty, Carlos, Chaz, Deep. Cash Nasty Nico, me, aka Gary D, and all the rest, but I don't feel like typing all that. Auto Shop Ron, he's probably a big one you should know.
And going back to Auto
Shop
Ron.
Take a screenshot of that. I need to see that later.
But going back to Auto Shop Ron, it's like in its third month of this long winded, and we didn't honestly expect it to last this long, but
it kept getting more and more funny. And we just like, let's just keep it going.
Keep it going. So one day, we're all like together looking at like a bridge. We're bridge jumping and shit. And Sheldon is just like baffled by like all this shit we're talking about. And he's getting texts.
Like
from,
while
like,
we're there.
The
so
group,
that's why
we don't
think it's us either. Because we're literally sitting in front of him. Mm-hmm. And he's still getting texts.
He's not connecting the dots. So we're like, okay, well, Gary D mentioned Auto Shop Ron, so fuck it. He said that's like a major role. So let's just look up like Ron's Auto Shop. And we looked it up, and lo and behold, an actual fucking auto body shop owned by Ron called Ron's Auto Shop existed.
In our city.
In our city. Like within a couple miles of where we were at or where we lived. And this is completely by like coincidence. No one planned this. So we're like, okay, Sheldon, this has been going on too long. You're basically being harassed at this point. So what did we have you do, Sheldon? What did we have you do to Ron's Auto Shop?
What did we do? You guys, like, first off, we called them.
Yeah.
We literally, I was genuinely scared because
you didn't want to call them, but I obviously knew it wasn't them. And I was like, if there's a chance I can get Sheldon to get on the phone with a random person and blame them for like assaulting him sexually or something, I have to do this. So I called them up on, and I said, as soon as they picked up, it was like, hey, my name's like Ron Tom or whatever. I'm like, I need to speak to the owner of Ron immediately. My name's Sheldon Spencer. As soon as I did that, I just handed the phone to Sheldon. I just let him deal with what happened next.
Yeah, Sheldon, what did you say to the owner of this establishment?
I was genuinely scared because you guys, it was like all these texts coming from like Ron's Auto Shop. And like that was the main character who you guys had made up. And then we look up Auto Shop, and there's a Ron's Auto Shop 10 minutes from my house. And then so we called, and I was like, bro, like, stop texting me. And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I'm a minor. He goes, what? And I remember I look over and I see my friend who's like around the corner who was like the fucking god or the master of all this.
Andy, the one.
No, but that hasn't happened.
Not yet. You did this call.
Remember
you called out Ron and you said,
yeah,
yo, you got to stop texting me. I'm a minor. So you basically accused this man over the phone of like soliciting sex from an underage child.
So we hung up. And then I get a text saying, don't call my place of work, boy. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I call that number back. And he picks up. And like, I start talking to him. I'm like yelling at this guy, whatever. And then like I look over and my friend peeks around the corner. And he's on the phone too. And I start picking up like the voice. And I'm like, wait, what the fuck? I saw it was Andy. I picked up his voice. I'm like. Because it was 3 months of a prank. I'm like, there's no way this has been Andy the whole time. So, like, I fucking hung up and tackled Andy.
Basically beat the shit out of him on, like, a sand bed.
I was so pissed.
Yeah, that's a good story. We have a lot of good stories. We're trying to just put all into one episode. I'd say another one would be Sam Wifter when he, like, before he got a license, when he went to...
Yeah. Well, Sam Wifter and his friend, they're both, like, what, 15?
Yeah, they're both 15 at the time. Neither of them had driver's licenses. And they call us one day. Yeah, they're drunk.
Shit-faced, like,
completely
fucked.
And they, like, sneak out of their house with a car, and they're drunk. And they drive all the way to St. Pete, which is about 30 minutes away from our house. And they send – or not our house, but their house. And they say, like – they were going like 120 miles per hour.
Yeah, we saw videos and the speedometer they had was like 100, 115, 120. And at one point, they crossed over the Skyway Bridge doing like 125 miles an hour. And what makes it worse is that not only were they drunk, they were underage and had no license, but also the roads that they were driving on had cops on them pulling people over.
On the other side.
Literally the lane over. Like they probably saw this car speed and they're like, we're not fucking dealing with that, but they somehow made it all the way to St. Pete without dying, took one photo.
And back.
And then drove all the way back that same way, speeding.
I guess what they said is that it only took them 9 minutes to get from St. Pete all the way back to Bradenton, which is literally insane.
Yeah, going through, what, two cities? Palmetto and then into Bradenton, so it's like three cities for them.
In 9 minutes.
9 minutes without getting caught.
Somebody did the math. I think they did the math. They sent it to us and was like, you have to average like over 100 and some miles per hour the entire trip to make it possible. So I don't. That's just insane.
I'm amazed.
Their engine must have been like on fire, bro.
The fucking shitbox that we're riding. Yeah. I'm amazed it hit 120.
I know. It's crazy.
Didn't he like wreck it at like?
He got fucked. But also,
but that was when I was like allowed to drive. All that stuff happened when he was underage, I guess. So.
When he had his permit, right?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of which, they were drinking that night was like
Four Locos.
How
dumb can you
that.
Be, bro?
First off, they're drinking Four Locos, which are just like
Satan if you're drinking Four Locos nowadays, I was just at a party recently, and I walk in, and I saw this girl. I was very surprised to see at the same institution I was at. I was like, I know this girl. She doesn't seem to be like in this kind of crowd. I walk in. She's at a pong table holding a Four Loko. I'm like, am I looking at this right? I'm like,
what's her name?
You know who it was. It was the at DeStefano's.
That short chick who said her dad worked for Bud Light or something and she got them for free.
No. I'm thinking of the track coach.
Different person.
Oh,
yeah.
Also, and I'm like, yeah.
Wouldn't expect.
I'm like,
drinking
what?
Forest.
And it's a Four Loko too. I'm like,
How the hell?
Hey, word of advice, if you're going to drink, if you want to die and get fucked up off one can, go for Forest. But if you want to actually enjoy your life buzz.
I think we need to do a thing where we all just drink Forest one last time.
There's no way.
To send off, we drink a Forest.
At tomorrow at the Lightning game, just Forest. That's it.
Just Forest.
I'm not going to do that tomorrow.
Dude, there's no way I'm gonna throw.
There's a story of how they got those fours. They told
Nico on the top.
The story of how they got those fours.
Yeah, didn't Sam say they stole them from a store?
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, so basically what happens is Sam and his friend, these guys are dumbasses. Obviously, all the shit that they do is but the same friend that they like did 120 all the way to St. Pete. They go into like their local 7-Eleven or convenience store, whatever it was. They didn't specify. I'm just assuming. But they go in and one of them goes to the front counter to buy ibuprofen for $1. And the other one makes a beeline for the alcohol in the back and has big ass pockets in his pants. And he would just shove them down two fucking full size cans in his right side and then just walk out with his side to the door with the alcohol in it. And his friend would be like, what? Sam would just be fucking covering up for him, saying like, hey, can you get me a bag from behind the counter, have them duck under. And that's how they would get their drinks before they had fakes. So they would not only drink underage, they would steal.
Just degenerates.
Oh, they didn't have at that time. They wouldn't have the car because they couldn't drive it. So they would ride bikes to get it.
People are crazy. I don't know how people get fucking
done. Wasn't it like one time it was like another friend of Sam's that like it was like his first time doing.
Oh yeah, they did it anywhere from like two to like four people. At one point, they said that they had stolen like 8 or 9 in one go.
Yeah.
And then they went to another store and stole like 3 more.
I think
Sam is a crazy motherfucker.
Sam said he did something like over like $500 worth of alcohol he'd stolen. All underage.
And somehow?
Which is crazy to think that as like at 15 years old, like I know a lot of 15 year olds now.
They might think about them like, nah, that's way too crazy. Yeah, but Sam and his boys? Crazy motherfucker.
Yeah, but wasn't it one time like it was one of his friends like it was like his first time doing it and he had just got on the bike and he was riding away and one of the cans like fell out right in front of like a homeless man and it was like the end of November. He's like Merry Christmas or something.
Yeah.
And then they kept going, then they come back and it's gone. Like the homeless guy took it or something.
Yeah, obviously if you're the homeless guy it's a free fucking drink.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but that's just
man, I'm trying to think if there's any. I have obviously we have to talk about this whole Sheldon situation with Elton John or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else we need to bring up before that, before we make sure Sheldon's in a good spot before he goes off to college.
There's just so much crap.
We can talk about the Queen incident.
Don't say Queen.
All right. Well, the Freddie Mercury incident. Then.
Maybe we should talk about his family's genetics.
We'll talk about the Queen incident.
It's either the Queen incident or the family genetics.
All right, so
let me explain.
Give the context.
It is the right way.
There is no right way for it.
So Bohemian Rhapsody, it's about the movie about
Great
Queen.
Movie.
And so obviously everyone knows that Freddie Mercury, the lead singer of that band, is gay. He's a famous gay singer.
Did he die from AIDS?
Yeah, he died from AIDS, yeah. Sucks to be him. And so in the movie, which I did not know he was straight before he was gay, like I guess that either is put in by the movie production, that's a real thing.
I'm assuming it's real because that'd be a very big thing to change.
And so in the movie, he's like married to this lady, you know, they date for a while, he goes out and marries this lady, goes on tour and calls her every night.
They have kids too, don't they?
Yeah, they have kids. Like any husband would, everything's normal, like picture perfect. And he's on the phone with her in this movie. And there have been no signs of gayness the whole time.
Straight heterosexual male.
And then
male.
He just looks, and like they pan the camera over to this trucker who is just going to the bathroom at a truck stop. And you just see, like,
you know what? I've actually seen this clip. I've never seen the full movie, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
He just looks at him, and you just see, like, you just see his eyes just, like, light up when he sees this guy.
And they make bedroom eyes, basically.
Yeah, bedroom eyes. And then, like, from that point on, he's just portrayed in the movie as homosexual. And, like, you can just see everything.
And
what was
your comment on this whole, like, series of events?
My comment was, like, is that a real thing in life where, like, people go, like, many, like, years, like, 30 years being completely straight, and then one day just see a fucking truck around a truck stop.
But how did you say it?
There was definitely some like possessiveness to this.
How did you say it? You said something like, what if like one day I just randomly became gay?
I didn't say me.
Yes, you definitely didn't say me.
Is that an actual thing?
Well, I feel like if you're gay, you kind of know you're gay. You
exactly.
Bring it up.
Yeah. But like in the movie, he's portrayed as completely straight, and then he just sees this one trucker, and then boom, the rest of the movie, he's
next thing you know.
So you're saying okay. So here's the question: so you're saying that there's possibly at least one male existing in this world for each person who's straight that could just make them gay instantly?
There's like a sleeper. It's not a fucking sleeper out there.
Well, how do you know? How do you know that not every man could just be?
I'm just
like,
saying it was
possibly
very strangely
I'm not
portrayed
worried about
in the movie.
I'm not worried about that. You're the one with the worries of just spontaneous homosexuality.
I'm not worried. I'm just saying it.
Like, you are worried. Now you are worried.
And basically, why we're saying this is this man is about to leave, go on with his life, go to UF for summer beach.
But
retarded.
As we know, there's a lot of people in the swamp that are gay. And he may end up joining
the
fraternity.
He might join
young, innocent kids.
Yeah, young.
He may join Auto Shop Ron.
He's going to meet Ron. That's
Sweaty
just
Shelly
of,
or something.
And then when he comes back before the fall semester,
Sweaty Shelly.
Homosexual.
Pigeon Boy Shelly.
Well, I guess we'll just have to find out.
Rainbow Pigeon.
Rainbow Pigeon.
Yeah. So. That's just his little spiel on, is homosexuality actually just a spontaneous thing?
Yeah.
Just randomly become gay.
I know you would
wife
listen to this podcast and get some ethical questions, but we can savor on those a little bit.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to ask? Literally, are there good stories? Or are we good?
Man. What about like every third day we had like at my house? Oh, homecoming. Homecoming night.
That's good.
Homecoming, and then
me and Andy's birthday. Both of those were good.
Those were two good ones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Two good ones for you guys. Shit show for me.
Well, I wasn't at their birthday.
Homecoming were. So homecoming night, it was like, you know, just like a regular homecoming night party and stuff. But it was in my, like, dad's apartment. When I say it's an apartment, it's an apartment. It's a two-bedroom apartment. It's not big at all.
Small as fuck.
There
have
were
a ton of furniture too.
Yeah,
a lot of furniture.
Yeah.
There's no room.
There were about 70 kids just in that one apartment. Just like, and like there was people you couldn't walk.
Fucking raging.
And then so like a couple people left and I get like a call, be like, hey, just so you know, I just saw cops come in your complex. Then next thing you know, my brother runs in. Cops, cops, cops. I've never seen so many people run and fit in my door. All at once, it was insane.
I am so proud because I can tell you I was one of the first ones to get out that door.
Yeah.
And I, on my way out, I knocked over multiple pictures, a big fire hat.
Fireman.
I completely vandalized your house in my run out. I'm
gonna
be completely honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and
also just the run.
Everybody scattered in like groups and like jumped fences, like hiding and like
ran like a mile and a half away. You left your phone.
I left my phone in my wallet, so I was scared.
Yeah. Sketched out.
Yeah, and then of course, how my dad found out was my brother snitching on me a week later.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't really my brother snitching on me. Like, he did, like, say, like, yeah, it happened. But it was that my dad knew the cop.
Oh, my God.
So that
where was
like,
I during all this?
What's your
at home watching
grounded.
At home watching a movie, grounded as well.
Wait,
why? Yeah, what were you grounded
for?
Was it like the week before or something?
Oh, yeah, the homecoming week. Right.
What did you do? I don't actually
Sam Wifter tried to run over my mom.
Oh, yeah.
Was
that when Sam Wifter brought two girls in the back? Was that
just
a loft?
Sam Wifter brought girls over to my house very late at night while I was not present. And then...
You fell asleep watching a movie.
At a gas station. And then proceeded to run out of the house while my mom was outside and tried to back up the car with my mom behind it and almost ran over my mom. So Sam Lifter has had some interesting high school stories, to say the least.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. One day we got to get that man.
Oh, didn't Sam? Oh, I forgot another story about Sam Lifter. When Sam Lifter got arrested for drunk driving or a hit and run. You guys remember that?
So
I was on...
It was on the island.
Yeah. Well, so I was in the car with Sam Lifter, and we just pulled up to like a gas station or something. And he went in to get stuff, and he wasn't able to get anything, so he tries to back out to leave. And he backed right into another car. And so Sam Lifter, I guess, had been drinking that day. And so he freaked out and drove off after hitting a car.
Huh?
And so he sort of... swerving all down these roads. He hits like 3 mailboxes on the way.
Ooh.
And then finally gets somewhere and he thinks he's like, no one's found him. And somebody had followed him and they're like, we have your license plate. If you don't come back right now, then the cops are going to, you know, whatever.
Like arrest you.
So he came back and then he got like put in handcuffs and stuff. But I guess
the only reason he didn't get sent to juvie is because of COVID.
Yeah.
The jails were too packed.
Yeah. They brought his parents. Me and Sheldon were actually there too. We were like at the beach waiting for them to come back.
I think
back.
You had to pick me up because yeah, I had to pick like, obviously up. I had nothing to do with it, but I was still like, you know, on the scene. Yeah.
Yeah, you're on the scene. And then you just called us. You called me and Leah, like, please come pick me up. Like, I really don't want to be here right now. It's awkward for me. Like, Sam Whitford is getting detained.
Yeah.
So we picked you guys up.
Yeah, because you two, you were also like a little faded too.
Yeah. But so, I
like, you don't want to get caught. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm trying to think of another time. I'm trying to think of anything.
I guess your birthday.
Yeah, that honestly went relatively according to plan. Oh, no, it did not.
No, it
I
did
completely
not.
Forgot about
no,
it.
No, it did not.
Absolutely not. Yes.
It went absolutely not perfectly.
Oh, I forgot about that. So, yeah, we were having a birthday party. Me and our friend Andy have a birthday a day apart. So that weekend we threw like a big rager. You know, his friends, my friends, everybody. Huge. I'd say 80 people or so, but at least in a bigger house or something.
At least bigger than that one.
So Alex's dad, he's at his mom's house. His mom was away, but she said it was fine to have a party. But Alex's dad did not want us there.
He being responsible, of course.
Yes.
That was that night?
Yes. It was that night. And so he went to a wedding. And so he took a different car. He like rented a car because it was like probably 2 hours waiting to drive his truck. He rented a car, and I remember I'm outside getting rags or something because Carlos had just thrown up. Remember that when he threw up
on the couch
and stuff? I'm trying to clean it.
Video. People just throwing up.
And it was just disgusting. Yeah, and so who was I with? I was doing CC at that time. That's who I was with. So I was with her, like we were getting racks clean. I turn around, someone pulled into the driveway. It was a blue Challenger, no Charger. And I was like, who the hell is this? I look and it's my dad. I'm like, fuck.
Fuck.
So I go in, I lock the door. Don't know what that was going to do. I go lock the door and I say, everybody get the fuck out. Go the back way.
Yeah. And I'm outside at this point. So I was like, obviously it's my birthday, so I'm kind of going hard. So I needed like a little, you know, 15-minute break. So I head out to a car just to chill in there, get some fresh air. And I'm with my girl, and a car drives up right next to us and starts yelling, get in the car right now. And I'm looking, I'm like, this is a Charger. I don't know anybody in Charger. So I just roll back my seat. I'm just chilling there. And I just hear, Gideon, right now. I'm like, that sounds like Sean. I get out, and I'm like very, like, just blurry. I'm like, why the fuck is Sean driving a Charger? Get in the back of the car right now. Because I was supposed to be spending the night at his house, so he was kind of responsible for me. So I get in the back, and I can tell you that car ride home, I was doing my best to hold everything in right there.
It was a 30-second car ride.
Oh, no, no. But then we had to go back to your actual house. Remember? Because we had to go to your mom's to clean up.
Yeah, which took like an hour and a half, and this man passed out on my couch.
Yeah, I was literally he's like, everybody clean up. And I was like, bro, I'm sorry, I can't. I just go on the couch and just lay down.
It was your birthday.
Speaking of, you know what? I'd say, I just realized. The couch I laid down on was the one he threw up on. I just didn't know at that point.
Ooh.
I just thought about that.
Why is he driving a Challenger?
I literally just said.
Because he didn't want to put miles on his car.
Yeah.
I guess. And it was a far away thing, so he just rented a car for the day.
But made him show up to the house?
Well, because he knew we were doing a party. Because we were at Alex's dad's before, and he was like, we're going to throw a party. I just want to let you know. And your dad was like, no, you should not do that.
Yeah, I did it anyways.
He did it anyways.
I lucked out and I left that party 10 minutes before.
Yeah.
I was not there because I can't sneak out at this point.
I just didn't go.
Yeah. At this point, Nolan didn't.
Yeah, no, I wasn't doing anything.
But then our last like big throw we had, it was for our graduation thing. Flash, Honey or Dash came out. And that's Nolan. Nolan, he was the funniest thing. He gets up and he literally goes, "Everyone stop. I'm gonna slow motion walk," and literally does it. And it was the funniest thing.
This is a graduation party.
It's a graduation party.
Post-grad
party. And so we call him Flash because of the sloth from Zootopia.
Was I asleep? No, I don't think
you were. No, you were there.
Yeah, you were there.
You probably were playing Pong.
No, yeah, you were laughing at me.
Yeah, but that night was just such a shit show.
I think
show.
It was a very blurry night
for Sheldon. Shit show.
What do you mean? You guys like had a great time until all that stuff happened.
I do with the whole Bavona thing at the very beginning.
That was your own damn fault.
That's a personal problem.
Yeah, that's a personal problem.
Nico was the one with all who was coming for that. I for some reason, I just do that, and then I had to go pick up, like,
We had to drive people in. You see, there's no cars.
I was the only one driving people in.
I had a great night. I got to sleep on a bed, unlike all the people who had to sleep on the floor.
I got a futon.
Somebody had to sleep in a dog bed. There was not enough blankets per person, so you
slept
on a
and
share.
Fucked on a dog bed.
What?
Yep. Yes. Yes. They fucked on a dog bed.
Who are the two?
No.
You know, fuck it. It was Marco and Maddie. Marco and Maddie are the one who fucked
that
the dog
night.
Bed. Yes. So
they got back together.
No. Okay. No. So I'm gonna tell you exactly what happened. No. So I'm gonna tell you exactly what happened. So Marco that night went through three girls. He tried to get with the Edith girl, Then he tried to get with Riley and everything. Riley wasn't having it.
Always tries to get with Riley.
Never works. And then he just goes back to his ex, who was just like obsessed with him like the whole night.
She's there, by the way.
Oh, because I met
him. Oh, Bella.
Yeah, because Bella and stuff. And then end up getting with her, and they slept on a dog bed. Not gonna lie, that dog bed is super comfortable.
Okay, dude. But it smells like dog.
It smells like dog.
You're talking about the one in the back room, at least?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the one out in front of everybody. I'm like, how the fuck did that work?
No, I moved it.
Oh, okay.
So like, it was in the way because I didn't want Dallas sleeping there because she's like, I swear my dog has anxiety. Because every time I've thrown a party, she's always under the table. Always under the table.
Yeah, that's what dogs do.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to end this episode here with some of the best moments from high school. I'm sure there's lots we missed, but, you know, just chilling, you know. Obviously, stories we've just made up and stuff, fake, but it's not as interesting to listen to.
Yeah, and this is one of Sean's last nights before he goes to college.
Yep.
Then there's four left.
Hopefully he doesn't turn gay on us.
Yep.
Thank you. That is the plan.
That is signing out.